Hospitality is a relationship between the host and the guest, wherein the host receives the guest with goodwill, including reception and entertainment of the guest and the stranger. Dear brothers and sisters, in this description of hospitality, take note of the word goodwill. So it is in the host that he exhibits goodwill towards the guest. This is exemplified by Abraham in our first reading today. He was visited by three men whom, according to Christian writers and authors, really symbolize God, the three persons in one God, the Trinity. Now, again, take note the gesture of Abraham. One gesture was he bowed down. Bowed. Just imagine showing respect, showing love, showing welcome to the person who is visiting him. Another gesture that Abraham exhibited towards the guest is beg. He did not beg for money, but what did he beg? He begged the three visitors, the three guests, stay with us. Just imagine, no? I beg you to stay with us. So again, it is a gesture of acceptance, a gesture of great hospitality. Imagine you beg somebody to stay with you when we are so preoccupied. Oh, are you staying for long? So things like that. But this guy, Abraham, said, please beg. I'm begging you to stay with us. And now the details of hospitality, the water to wash the feet, the for drink, for and the food. And dear brothers and sisters, the exuberance that Abraham showed towards the guest. And what was the answer of the guest? Yes. Yes. The gesture of Abraham was rewarded. And what was the reward? One of the men said, by this time next year, your wife, Sarah, will bear a son. Remember that Sarah was barren, advanced in old age, and Abraham was also advanced in age, but they will be given a gift of a child. Dear brothers and sisters, the gesture of hospitality gives us, especially when we are hospitable, when we welcome God, we will always be blessed. When we prioritize God, we will always be blessed. And lastly, Abraham, since he welcomed God in the person of these three, people, he also welcomes the promise. The promise that they will be given a child. Saint Paul has a different form of hospitality and generosity. I consider Saint Paul some kind of a weird person. Weird in the sense that in the previous Sundays that we have in his letter to the Colossians. He rejoiced in the cross of Jesus Christ. Isn't it weird? Why does a person rejoice in the cross? As what I have said, who wants the cross? Who wants suffering? But you know, reflecting deeply on the very person of St. Paul, since he welcomes Jesus Christ, since he welcomes in his person the word Jesus Christ, and he proclaims it throughout the world, St. Paul was also able to welcome suffering. Suffering. This is the fruit of his gesture of welcoming Christ, the Word of the Father, the image of the invisible God. And he welcomes his Word, which he proclaimed throughout the world. Now, he welcomes suffering. Isn't it challenging? Can we do that? Once we are fully united with Christ, once we accepted Christ in our lives, suffering is nothing. We can, in fact, embrace suffering. And what is so touching in the words of St. Paul in our second reading today is when he said, "Here is my body, Lord, that my body is ready to suffer what Christ lacks in his own suffering for the sake of the church." Imagine, for St. Paul, the suffering of Christ is still lacking. Lacking. That's why he is ready to offer his body as a libation. He's ready to suffer for the sake of the church, which for him, Christ is truly united with his church. That's why he is ready to offer his body to be suffered or to suffer for the sake of the church. Another form of hospitality. He welcomes Christ. He welcomes the word of Christ. And now he welcomes suffering in his life for the sake of the church. Brothers and sisters, does this make sense? For worldly people, oh, this is folly. This is folly. But for the follower of Christ, it has meaning. Now the gospel that we have, Jesus is going to Jerusalem to suffer and die. And he needs some moment of quiet, rest, or respite. So he dropped by at the house of his friends, Martha and Mary. So these two also exhibits hospitality, welcome. Martha exhibits the hospitality of serving Jesus with food as a guest. He is so fidgety just to offer Jesus the best of hospitality. While Mary exhibits a form of hospitality that perhaps for many of us doesn't make sense so much. We would rather favor Martha. But look at the comment of Jesus. Because Martha said, "Lord, please tell my sister to help me in serving you, my body. I could not do it myself. Tell her to help me." But what was the reply of Jesus? "Martha, Martha, you are anxious. You are worried of so many details of hospitality, physical details like serving food. But one thing is sure, Mary has chosen the better part, and it should not be deprived of her. And what is that better part which Jesus mentioned in our gospel as regards Mary's form of hospitality? Listening to the word. Listening to the word of God is the highest form of hospitality. You know why? Because when we listen to the word of God, we imbibe in our own selves the will of God. What is the will? We know the will of God for us. And that is the highest form of hospitality that we can render to God. Remember, Abraham was not left unaided when he exhibits hospitality to the three guests. We will also do the same, my dear brothers and sisters, when we offer to God our highest form of hospitality, and that is by listening to his word and acting on his word.